Is here. His spirit is here, so let's entreat him. Let's just reach out. Let's just, if you have to close your eyes, close your eyes. Whatever it is that you have on your heart, on your mind, that you want God to minister to tonight, now is the time for you to address that. So we come in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity again that we have to come into this place. To enter into your presence, Lord, we ask that you would look down upon us, God, and that you would give us grace in your sight. Father, you know every heart in this place. You know every person, every soul, oh God. You know everything about us, Lord, and we come to you, Lord. We ask you that you would have your way, Lord, that you would minister unto us. That you would touch us, oh God. You know the burdens we carry. You know, God, that the cares that we have. So I pray that you would minister to us, each and every one of us individually. Amen, Lord. Even our homes and our families, Lord, you know, God. And I pray that you would have your way, God, do a work in this place. We know that you're able to save to the uttermost, God. So I pray, do a work in this place, oh God. Pour out your spirit upon us, oh Lord. Let us be drawn by your spirit, Lord. Help us that we can look to you, God. Amen, Lord, that our eyes can be upon you. Lord, that our heart can be turned unto you. Open up our ears that we may hear, God, your word. Our eyes that we may behold, God, you, O Lord, your glory. Amen, Lord, our hearts that we can be converted. Lord, unto you, God. Bless us, O Lord. Let there be victory, Lord, in this place. Let there be deliverance. Let there be healing. Let there be salvation. Bind us together that we can be one, Lord, in unity and harmony. In your spirit, God. Abba Yasha, Lord, Abba. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Have your way in this place, O God. And Lord, help us that we can lift you up by our praise. By our worship, O God. Amen, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bless this service. Bless the testimony. Bless our worship. Bless the ministry of your word. Bless the man of God. Amen, Lord. Hallelujah. And we carefully praise you. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let it be done, Lord, in Jesus' name. Everybody say amen.
Felt weird not being up here the last couple days. Didn't know what to do with myself back there. I was like, but amen. It's good to be back up here. I'm believing in that healing. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord together.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh,
Oh, Thank you. My God is awesome.
Brother Dan, will you come and lead us in a few testimonies?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I was sharing with some of the young men.
I have been to worship with you.
Amen.
And get heaven excited.
Amen.
Get people excited.
Praise God.
And get the devil mad.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise Amen. God. He is not my nightmare. I am his nightmare. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. I don't know if it's because I'm ugly or what. I doubt it. It's because I got the Holy Ghost. Sometimes you just want to not brush your teeth and blow it in his face. Take that in Jesus' name. He said we have many weapons, so we might as well utilize what we can get. And somebody said, Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much. Amen. Today I ran into the crowd I used to hang around. I told them that the world and I no longer agree. When they asked me why, this was my reply. There's been a change.
Amen.
There's been a change in me. There's been a change in me, a change in me. I'm not the one that I used to be. Old things are passed away since Jesus set me free. There's been a change. Somebody say sweet change. A change in me. I like this one. That old man you knew before, he's gone forevermore. He's been covered by the bloodshed on Calvary. I know you feel this. I am a brand new man, been touched by God's own hand. There's been a change, a change in me. There's been a change in me, a change in me. I'm not the one that I used to be. Old things are passed away since Jesus set me free. There's been a change. A change in me.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for change. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Even my appetites. The things that I used to love, I now hate. The things that I used to hate, I now love.
Amen.
Amen. I love Jesus, don't
Amen.
You?
Amen.
Isn't he wonderful?
Yes.
Yes, he is. He's a lot of things, but he's never late.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Amen. I feel the presence of God. Let me make a few remarks before I get into the word of the Lord. I was thinking of everything that the law, the prophets, through the dark ages, and then the introduction of grace, the birth of Jesus Christ, everything that God ordained as a spoken word that lasted. The Old Testament writers said the waters couldn't drown it. Fires couldn't quench it. Imagine that. Devils can't stop it. They tried. Because when you read in gospel history, the record of the gospels, It was soon after that Jesus was baptized, and the Spirit lighted upon him as a dove, and the voice spoke, said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." The writers used two different words. One said he was led into the Spirit. The other one said he was driven into the Spirit, or into the wilderness, excuse me. And there he fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. And at the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible tells us that the tempter came. And he was probably there during the course of that 40 days and 40 nights and began to tempt the Lord. And of course, he answered three times, "It is written, it is written, it is written." There is credibility in the Word of God.
Amen.
But I find it interesting that angels came and ministered unto him and strengthened him.
Yeah.
Ministering spirits.
Amen.
Maybe warring angels, ambassador angels, but there was an ambassage that was sent to him.
Yes.
That was the beginning of his ministry.
Right.
Then you think just hours prior to Calvary. I had this image in my mind as I began to see a young man shouldered with the weight and the anguish of a dying world.
Yep.
And according to what Peter penned, it was for those that had been present and future.
Yep.
Because he went into this, he went and preached unto the spirits in prison.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody say past, present, future. But you notice he's wrestling now in the Garden of Gethsemane. And the intensity has built so much that his flesh, his human body, began to drip blood. And up until this point, he's saying, if it's possible, his flesh is saying, let this cup pass from me.
Yep.
In 2024 terms, he was saying, I can't do this.
Right.
I can't do this.
Right.
I can't do this. And the Bible says one angel came and it touched him. And these bloody garments and a made up mind, he stands up in my mind and says, nevertheless,
yeah, right.
Not my will,
yeah.
But thine be done.
Yeah.
There were many attempts on Jesus to abort his mission. But it is evident tonight how much he really does love us.
Yes. Amen.
Because in the midst of all the attempts to stop this precious gospel,
yes.
He said, nevertheless, I'm going to go to Calvary.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God tonight that he went to Calvary.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And it's apparent, it is evident that the blood still works tonight.
Amen.
And then I believe that he can touch and minister to every need in the room. In this world over, to be honest with you, he died for all of humanity. So let's just take a moment. Let's thank the Lord for Calvary. Let's thank the Lord that he took the anguish. In spite of the fact that hell's carnival started a little too early, they began to rejoice thinking they had killed him. But 3 days later, he resurrected. Oh, let's love him for that promise. Let's love him for his love. Let's say thank you for him, all that he's done to us. I thought that was so beautiful, and I just wanted to share that before I get into the word of the Lord. And I love Jesus, don't you? I'll never understand in my human mind how he could take so much from me and give me so much in return that is so beautiful. Let's find our Bibles tonight and turn to the book of Galatians. Give honor to the ministry, to all of the ministering brethren, to Pastor Harold Marshall and the First Lady of Living Stone Apostolic Church, to the saints of God. Thank you for all of your sacrifice, your worship, your praise, all of it. We could begin to go down a litany of good things and be here all night, but just thank you. Thank you for being here on this 12th night. We're all tired, but it's a good tired.
Amen.
My grandmother used to say, Toksha, she He said, when I die, I'll get all the rest I need. Book of John. Oh, I'm sorry, let's go to Galatians first. Let's start at Galatians. Let's go to the book of Galatians first, and I'll read one verse there. Chapter 6. Galatians 6. And verse number 10. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Especially, somebody say especially, unto them who are of the household of faith. That's you and I.
Amen.
As we therefore have opportunity.
Right.
Somebody say opportunity.
Opportunity.
There is an opportunity in the house tonight.
Amen.
Amen. Turn with me to the Gospel of John chapter 5. The Gospel of John chapter 5 while you're standing. And there I will read 9 verses. Indulge me. I'll read them quickly. Hopefully clearly. Verse 1, John chapter 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool. You notice the italicized word. It should have been translated sheep gate. Which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting. Somebody say they were waiting. For the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then, first after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. This water had some medicinal properties after that stirring. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. We go through stuff for 2 weeks and we think we've got problems. This man had problems for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew, somebody say Jesus knew, that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man. When the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath. Powerful. This is a picture of humanity right now this evening. Hallelujah. Waiting for something. What are you waiting for? Waiting, waiting, waiting. Let's pray. Jesus. Savior, oh, I love
you.
I pray for your anointing. I realize in this human frame, I am so feeble tonight. In this broken existence of human economy, come down. Let heaven kiss earth one more time. Let your will be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Free us tonight. Lord, I don't know who I'm talking to, but if you would allow me to walk in the Holy Ghost and see tonight, it is my every intention to help someone tonight. To speak, Lord, as the oracle of God, this living word. To touch what may be dying and breathe life to it, God. Fill us all with the Holy Ghost tonight. Confirm your word with signs following. And we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. You can be seated.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to go back to verse 6 in John 5. Jesus knew everything about this man, probably, that there was to know. And maybe in just a segment of time, in a snapshot, he saw the 38 years.
Yeah.
The scripture doesn't say that. And I certainly don't want to add commentary that isn't there, but that's just my opinion, that in a snapshot, the probabilities are that he saw this man's life in just a moment of time, 38 years. He comes up to him and asks him a question. And I want to ask somebody here tonight the same question. Do you want to be made whole? It's interesting to note the man's answer. I would, but. I would love to, but. Jesus didn't ask him about anything except, will you want to be made whole? I would, but. Sometimes we're like that man. As long as that we've been in situations, I think a lot of times our mind is cultured into believing that there is no way out. Right. Somebody say the devil is a liar.
The devil is a liar.
Consider with me this story, lying among the throng of sufferers. Every ache indescribable, the sorrow, the pain. This multitude of people. I don't know how many people these five porches held. But there were five porches here around this pool. And every one of them probably disfigured by the curse of sin. Everybody's need was different. There was a plethora and a variable of needs that went from palsies to blindness to all sorts of problems and situations that were there, marred and disfigured by the curse of sin. Somebody say, the curse of sin.
The curse of sin.
Not only were their bodies palsied, but their souls as well.
Hallelujah.
This tonight is a portrait of humanity. Amen.
Amen.
Waiting for the troubling of the water. Because the Bible says in a certain season, an angel would come down. Not that they saw a visible manifestation of that angel. I didn't find that anywhere in scripture.
That's right.
But they say that an angel came down and he agitated the water.
Yeah.
I don't know if he walked into it or just took a wing and waved it over the water and the water was agitated. But as soon as the agitation commenced, they would step in and whatever infirmity they had, they were made whole. Waiting. Somebody say they were waiting.
Amen.
You don't have to wait anymore.
No. Amen. That's right.
Amen.
No more.
Amen.
What are we waiting on?
Amen.
Well, I'm waiting on my income tax check. When I can get my bills paid, I'll feel a lot better. Money doesn't solve all your problems.
That's right. No, it does not.
Nor mine. Amen.
That's right.
Positioned on five porches. Somebody hold up a hand, five fingers. Five porches. Place was called Bethesda. Beth is always the house of. This was the house of mercy. This was the house of kindness. They were strewn about under a canopy of mercy. So close to healing and deliverance and wholeness, but still infirmed. Mercy. Mercy. Aren't you glad mercy reaches?
Yes.
Mercy is reaching tonight. Wilt thou be made whole? But I find this interesting as I begin to study this, that verse there, that statement in verse 6 was not a question of will, because it's obvious they all had a will and a desire to want to be made whole. How many of you want to be made whole tonight?
Yes.
How many of you believe you can be whole tonight? I believe. I'm lifting my hand with you, for you, for myself. I believe all of us can be made whole in this room tonight. It was not a question of will, but rather a question of opportunity. Somebody say that with me. Opportunity. It was a chance for change. A chance for deliverance. Positioned in the hands of mercy. Albeit it was a fixed position. They couldn't help themselves. And they were confined to waiting for one moment. And that was the troubling of the water. And this man said, I've been here and I've seen it now for 38 years. And for 38 years, someone has always stepped down ahead of me and took my blessing. Thank God tonight you don't have to worry about somebody stealing your blessing. There's enough of Jesus to go around. So don't push the panic button tonight. Positioned in the hands of mercy, fixed though it was, in time, place, and condition, stuck right there. An opportunity came to visit this man that day. It's not just chance. We don't roll the dice. We don't wake up in the morning and look at a horoscope. We don't rattle bones and touch beads. No, we don't rub that old rabbit's foot. We are here by the grace of God. We have a God that answers prayer. And every one of us in the room tonight is evidence of answered prayer. Somebody prayed for you. Somebody prayed for me. Most of the folks that prayed for us are not here tonight. They're asleep in the grave. But thank God, posthumously, God answered, filled us with the Holy Ghost. And we have the privilege to be here tonight in our right mind, making a conscious decision to lift our hands and say, thank you for mercy.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
There is a thread that is weaving through this room tonight. It is a common thread amongst humanity. And it becomes a leveled field when it comes to the subject of need and problems and situations. We all have them. I may not have the same problems you do, but I have problems. I may have needs that don't quite shadow yours, but I have needs tonight. But there is a spirit moving in this room tonight that is connecting that thread as it begins to weave a tapestry of God's mercy. As it moves from one seat to another, you're not here because of good luck. You're not here because of chance. There is a providential design that ordered this moment. Somewhere down in the eternal annals, God said, I'm going to do this for her. I'm going to do this for him. And so all of us tonight, amen, are facing those same intersecting lines of time, place, and circumstance. I said this the other night. You might have missed it, so I'll say it again. The intersecting lines of time, place, and circumstance are better known as seasons. Seasons come, seasons go. Sometimes they last for days. Sometimes they last for years. Sometimes they last for a lifetime. Somebody say a season. What is the most important thing that you and I have in common here tonight, right now? Because your likes may be different than mine. The things that push my buttons might be different than yours. My favorite color is my mother's favorite color, maroon. You might not like maroon. You might like black. Pink.
Yay!
Somebody said amen.
Amen.
But coursing through this room tonight, the most valuable commodity that we have in our grasp tonight is our time.
Yes. Amen.
Our time is our most valuable and precious commodity.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There are a lot of things in life that can be replaced, but your time cannot be replaced. We're tight-fisted with material wealth and reputation, yet think so little about wasting our time.
Right. Amen. 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 Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. That's right.
Nothing wrong with taking care of your vehicle and running it through a car wash, but when's the last time you came to church and let your soul be washed with the saving word of God? You can't afford to waste your time. We hold on to certain things so tight, but yet when it comes to our time, we let it sift through our hands like it's nothing. Time is free, but it's priceless. You can spend it, but you cannot store it. Once you have used it, you cannot ever get it back. 12 nights of service, we will never get the second service back ever in history or even in real time. It's history now. You won't ever get it back. We might be able to replicate it, but once you lose time, you never get it back. Your heart is beating right now. So many beats a minute. Time is so precious. Oh, hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, once you've used it, you can never get it back. But here's probably the most sobering thought about time, and that is, you and I don't know how much time we have left.
That's right.
Somebody was talking about seizures and strokes and heart attacks and aneurysms. We might suffer one tonight. This may be your last service tonight. We don't know that. But what are we going to do while we're here with our time? Hallelujah. It's the most precious thing that you have right now. It's not what you're driving. It's not what you're living in. It's not what you're wearing. It's not your friends around you. The most important commodity you have right now is your time. And some of us have wasted so much time doing nothing. Somebody pray with me right now. I feel this mantle beginning to settle upon me. Oh, brothers and sisters, we don't know how much time we have left. But when an opportunity is missed, most generally, young people, hear me tonight. You're 15, 20, 30, and at that age, you feel invincible, but you're going to come to a point one time in life that you're going to wake up and realize when them bones start creaking, you don't have as much time as you once thought you had. But when an opportunity is missed, it's usually because we feel like that we have all the time in the world. Why do I need to do that tonight when I can do that tomorrow? Let me remind you, you're not promised tomorrow. You might lay your head down, amen, and a heart attack kill you. You might be going home tonight and a drunk driver sway into your lane and kill you. We don't know, God forbid. But what are you doing with your time tonight?
Amen.
That's right.
So I come to the title of my message tonight. Wilt thou be made whole? There are some dynamics we have to work through here tonight. And so the Lord gave me a little title and the question of a phrase. And he said, if we will, I will. If we will, he will. We're not the ones waiting on God. We heard somebody testify about that tonight. We can't say I'm waiting on God. No, sir. No, ma'am. God is waiting on you to make a move.
Yes.
He has visited us 12 nights of opportunity for you and I to change the trajectory and the direction of your life. And some of us have been coming and God's been peeling away the layers. Don't stop coming. Don't stop believing. But I am standing here tonight flat-footed. Amen. With a heavy heart of a burden to try to persuade somebody. Amen. To make a different decision than you've been making for the last 10 years. Amen. You're stuck in a time capsule. You want better, but your decision has always been the same. If I could stand here and preach this living word of God to let you know God has given you an opportunity, my prayer tonight is that you don't waste that opportunity right now, that you don't push it to the side. that you don't shrug it off, hoping that you've got tomorrow. I'm sorry, but the Word of God has a way of pulling us back into a world of reality. We like to fantasize. We like to dream. Nothing wrong with it. But the Scriptures have a way of pulling us back into reality. Especially when the Apostle James wrote, he said, "For what is your life?" He said, "It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then it's vanished away." When mom passed away, she was headed toward 94 years old. I thought she lived a long time, but now that she's gone and I look back, 93 years was nothing. 60 years is nothing.
That's right.
Amen. Let's lift our hands and thank God for the time He's allotted us right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
My God, my God, my God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God will be
here.
Sis, brother, what is your life?
Thank you, thank you.
What is your life? James said it is even like a vapor. You're just here for a little while, and then it vanishes away. That commodity of time, in our opening text in the book of Galatians, the Greek word for opportunity defines time in two aspects. Somebody say two aspects. Opportunity is defined in Galatians 6 and 10 as two aspects of time. The first one is kairos. It's a Greek word. Kairos is an occasion. It's an event. You have stepped into a proper moment that is aligned with God, and that event has been God ordained. It's an occasion that God is reaching for you. There's a moment called an event. That's the kairos time of opportunity. The other side of this word in the Greek is chronos. You see that clock right there? That's chronos time. The second hand is ticking. Pushes the minute hand, that pushes the hour hand, that pushes us into another day, another week, another month, another year. And finally, death comes and we are pushed into eternity. Right. Chronos is the interval or the space of time. Yes. Time is ticking right now.
Yep. Amen.
You can't stop it. You might manage your schedule in time, but you don't control time.
Amen.
Let me give you an example of kairos time. Jesus is standing over Jerusalem, and he says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how thou that killest the prophets, and you stone them which are sent to you, how often would I have gathered you together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings." He said, "But you would not." He said, "You were too busy. Amen. You saw my miracles. You watched me raise the dead. You saw me open blind eyes and unstop deaf ears. But when I reached with you with my heart," he said, "you missed your kairos moment. You walked past your opportunity because you were too busy with your time doing something else. Your time was given to something else. Jerusalem, if you could only see the many times I reached down and I wanted to put my arms around you, but you were too busy." Too busy. Somebody say too busy.
Too busy.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
"I can't make it tonight, Pastor. I'm too busy." Oh, let's lift our hands to the Lord. Let this thing sink into your spirit tonight. If we will, he will. If we will, he will. Remember that. If we will, he will. Here is the chronos definition or example of opportunity, Romans 13 and 11. "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, For now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Honey, time is marching on. We've been here 12 nights. Some are being changed. Some are in the process of change. But I've watched some walk out the way and leave the way they came. And so we have taken that burden back to the prayer closet. And we've been shouldering this stone of revival with the man of God and his vision and his burden. And I'm going to tell you, sleep, amen, hasn't been very good for 2 weeks. But that's just how it is, amen, when you're nestled under a burden. I'm not telling you, amen, to impress you or to get you to feel sorry for us. But there's something burning down in my soul tonight. And if I, what time I have tonight, can persuade you, backslider, lukewarm, and those of you that are searching for God, if but for a moment in time, just a speck of dust in eternity, that my voice can persuade you that there is something better ahead for you, that there is something better that the devil's trying to steal from you. There is something better that the world can't give you. There is something better, amen, ahead of you. If I could persuade you tonight, this just might be your last service. How would you react if you knew it was? That's exactly how we would react. Because we think we've got all the time in the world. Somebody say, now is high time to wake out of sleep. Facebook has put you to sleep. YouTube, all these other venues and social media have put us to sleep. They are desensitizing us. They are helping us to fall in love with the world. They are keeping us up all nights of the all hours of the night. Most folks don't get to bed till 3 or 4 in the morning. Why? Because YouTube and Facebook kept them awake. But we're wasting our time. I wonder, when God moves with a burden upon you, would you let that same burden draw you out of bed? Put your kneecaps on the floor by your bed and begin to cry for a lost world. Begin to cry for a lost Yankton reservation. Begin to cry for a lost Rosebud reservation. Begin to cry for the Pine Ridge Indian reservation. Begin to cry. No, we don't have enough time. We're too busy. We're too busy, preacher. I don't have enough time. We'll get on that nasty thing and spend 5 hours.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah. Somebody say, go ahead and preach to me.
Go ahead and preach.
I'm trying to, with love in my heart.
Praise God.
And your salvation is nearer than when you believed.
Amen.
Tonight's your night.
Yep.
I wrestled. I prayed. Right. I'm not the only one praying. I understand, realize that. Thank God I'm not. I want to grab this thing by the horns tonight.
Yep.
I want to see some of you leave here drunker than $700.
Hallelujah.
In the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But hear me out tonight. He will if you will. If you'll take the first step, God said, I'm going to meet you there. It's not a matter of will. I know you've got a desire to want to change. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. But I'm talking about the opportunity that some of us just might walk by tonight. Amen. Because we think we've got tomorrow to decide. But I want to preach to somebody that may be hanging in the palisades. You may be folded over a fence, not knowing what to do. But if there's preacher can persuade you that tomorrow's not promised to us. We don't know what may happen between now and then.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
One of my icons, my heroes, was a Choctaw native. She was 60. Oh no, she was closer to 80. She was in her 80s. She befriended me. She adopted me in the home church there in Harker Heights, Texas. 80 some years old, and her hair was still just jet black. There was a few streaks of white, but oh, there was something about the handshake. She was a pastor's wife. She was all over this nation as an evangelist's wife. They pastored for years. Her husband went on to his reward, but she would always say, I've had the Holy Ghost for 66 years.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
And she said, of all the things that I've had in life, nothing has been as good to me as the Holy Ghost.
Yes. Amen. Wow. Yes.
And she shook my hand and she said, Brother Marshall, whatever you do, don't stop preaching truth.
Right.
Truth still saves people.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is good enough to keep me for 66 years of living for God. It'll keep you. She said, so many people think they're ready to die, but how come they're not ready to live?
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. So I want to say to somebody tonight, why aren't you ready to live? Why aren't you ready to shake the chains tonight and let addiction know you've had my family too long? Let alcohol know you've had my family too long. I'm going to kill this thing tonight so my babies won't fight it. I'm going to rebuke this addiction tonight so my babies won't fight it. I'm going to get rid of bitterness so that spirit doesn't get a hold of my babies. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness. I'm batting for you tonight, honey. I've stepped into the batter's box. I'm looking for the fence. But if I don't hit a home run tonight, if I get to first base, I'll let Jesus do the rest. I might steal second. I don't know. I'm not that quick. But God has an answer for you tonight. If you believe that, say amen.
Amen.
Last night we heard about the power of your next choice. And then the preacher said, he said, there's a little if clause there. Remember that? Can I borrow a little bit of your message there, preacher? We heard about the power of your next choice. Somebody say the power of my next choice.
Power of my next choice.
Along with the if factor.
Along with the if factor.
If is a conjunction.
Yes.
Whatever that is.
Amen.
It's a conjunction.
Yes.
And it introduces. It's always introducing something. If. It introduces a conditional clause.
Yep.
It is called the if clause. Circumstances that affect how we live, interact, and respond.
Right.
Amen.
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 Right.
Amen. That includes environments, atmospheres, and culture.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It introduces a clause, puts us right in the middle of situations. Amen. Sometimes we have no control over. But some of them we create by ourselves.
Yeah.
Amen.
And somebody said amen.
Amen.
There are consequences to that if.
Yeah. Yes.
If you'll obey, you shall eat the good of the land.
Yeah.
But if you rebel, he said, there's nothing but curses.
Yeah.
That's the if factor.
Yeah.
But the choice is yours.
Right.
We could stand here all night and try to convince you. And I hope we can. Amen. That if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, he said, then I, amen, will hear them. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Such a beautiful promise. But the if factor comes in, and most people don't do it because they don't have time. If you will, he will. The Lord told me to tell somebody tonight, if you will, he will. He's ready. He's waiting. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. How do I know God loves me? He went to Calvary for you. He gave his life for you. If there was a certain man that made a great supper, and Luke tells us that he bade many to come to the supper.
Right.
Whether this is a type of the marriage supper or speaking of heaven, it could mean a few things.
Yep.
Amen. But know this tonight, we are headed toward the end.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are headed toward the millennial reign of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
Amen.
And then we will head to heaven, those of us that are born again.
Yes.
And those that rejected it will go to hell. That's what the Bible said. Not me. That's what the Bible said.
Right.
So time is marching on.
Yes.
All of us are going to live in eternity.
Yes.
The question is where?
Yes.
The factor is if.
Yes.
If you love me, respond to me.
Yes.
If I will, you should come ahead and say, Lord, that's what I want.
Yes.
I'm tired of living a lie.
Right.
I'm tired of worrying. I'm running out of facades, God.
Right.
I'm running out of masks.
Amen.
My smile isn't very deep anymore. It's pretty shallow.
Yeah. Come on.
So he said, there was a certain man that made a great supper. He bade many to come. Send out invitations. The first one responded, said, I bought a piece of ground and I must needs go see it.
Right? Yes.
That's career.
Yep.
Oh, I would make it there, but Pastor, I've got to work late today.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Then the second one said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen. And I go to prove them.
Amen.
Livelihood.
Yes.
I'm so busy here. I'll try to make revival. Don't know if I can.
Come on.
But the last one said, I married a wife.
Yeah.
And I just flat out can't come.
Come on.
She won't let me come to church.
Amen.
Oh my.
I married this scoundrel and I thought he was really going to be something. Now he won't let me go to church.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You imagine that?
Yep.
Yeah.
I married a wife and I just flat out can't come. Wow. My goodness. My wife's told me over the years, you don't make it, I'm going to make it. Just make it then. Don't quit because of me. So the servant came and showed his Lord these things and gave him that list of who didn't want to come. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, go out quickly to the streets and the lanes of the city, bring in the poor, the maimed, the halt, and the blind. So he did. He went out. All those that were not bidden. This is a type of a story of the Jews and the Gentiles.
Yes.
Came to his own received him not.
Yes.
Went out and said, bid him come. He said, I did.
Come on.
I did, but there's still room.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He said, okay, this time, he said, go out into the highways and into the hedges.
Right. That's where you found me.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes.
He uses the word compel.
Right.
Go out to the highways and the hedges. Compel them.
Yes.
It gives me the idea and the picture in my mind that he grabbed him by the arm.
Right.
He said, come on.
Yes.
This man prepared a beautiful wedding supper.
Right.
And there's people that don't want to come. They're not hungry enough.
Amen.
So this poor man stood up.
Amen.
Said, I know I wasn't the one in mind, but I'll go anyhow. If we will, he will. If we'll stand up and make a move to God, he's going to meet with us. Somebody said,
amen.
He said, I want my house to be full. Don't stop here until this is full. A man with the man of God spoke last night. Then you can overflow into the next part. Yes, 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 yes. When you said that last night, preacher, there was a wind blew by me and there was nobody running the aisles. That's how real it was. And so we said, you know, we thought about that a time or two, but I'm glad you set that seed last night to remind us that God isn't done. This isn't the ceiling. This is just a start. Amen. So don't quit. Amen. Don't stop until this place is filled up. Amen. Don't stop praying. Don't stop reaching. Don't get tired. Amen. Don't get lazy. Keep reaching.
Amen.
Is there a head count of how many is here tonight? Does anybody ever get a head count? Not really.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just give me a figure that's close. About 60 people. If each one of us won one soul.
Right.
That's 120.
Yeah.
Then that 120 wins one soul.
Right.
And then that 240, is that right? Is my math right?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's how it works.
Right.
Amen.
That's how it works.
This is the premier church.
Yeah.
Of Vermilion, South Dakota.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amen. Yes, it is.
Do you really believe that?
Yes, it is.
This is the premier church of Vermilion, South Dakota. Well, how do you know, preacher? Because it's blood washed. It's been preordained to win. We're going to make it all the way to the end. All we got to do is stay in church. All we got to do is win souls. Stay right with God. Give an offering. Pay your tithe. Do what's right. Because if you will, he will.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say the dynamics.
Dynamics.
And the complexities.
And the complexities.
Of whatever you, sister and brother, had to navigate through to get here. Maybe you had to scrape together some monies for gas. Maybe you've got sick babies at home, but you decided to come tonight. The dynamics, the complexities of what you had to make a decision to navigate through to be here, you're here tonight.
Amen.
But your decision today doesn't just apply to today. It will affect your tomorrow.
Yes.
Amen.
Now, whatever you had to navigate through, I'm not just talking about what happened to you today. Because some of you are navigating through stuff that's years old. Years. Dare I say, some of you have been navigating through stuff since your childhood.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You might even have came and there was a sliver of I don't want to be there, but you're here tonight. So I will encourage you, don't miss your moment. Don't miss your opportunity. Wilt thou be made whole? Every time the water's agitated, somebody gets in. Jesus didn't ask him that. He asked him, do you want to be made whole? Lord, nobody to put me in. He didn't ask him that. He said, do you want to be made whole? It was about an opportunity. Tonight you have the opportunity to be the richest man and woman in this entire world.
That's right. Amen.
You receive the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.
You're going to be a septillionaire.
Amen.
Well, he didn't sound too excited about that. But I've had the Holy Ghost for 50 years now. Okay, let me move on. I took a stab at you and you took it, so. You navigated through history. And tonight you're reaching and fighting desperately. We heard that word for the last 2 weeks. Desperate. Are you desperate tonight? Or are you just going through the motions?
Oh God.
Are you desperate tonight? Reaching, fighting through years of history.
Jesus.
You didn't intend to. You fell into an addiction.
Oh, Jesus.
When you tried that meth for the first time, you had no clue it was going to suck you in. But it wasn't the meth that said, come try me. I'm famous. No, there was something that drove you to the meth. What is it?
Jesus.
Amen.
What is it? Pain, trauma? Hurt?
Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely. But you navigated through it. You're here tonight. If you'll take one step, he'll meet you there. If you will, he will. But you're fighting tonight. You're exhausted. Seems like everybody else steps in before you do. The person sitting next to you got the blessing. You didn't. Hallelujah. But Jesus said, will you be made whole tonight? It's not a matter of will, because you have the will to be here tonight. It's a matter of opportunity. Amen. We've not arrived yet. I want to climb a little higher. There's more elevation to this. I want to go a little higher. I want my roots to go a little deeper. Amen. I want to expand in God. I've not arrived yet. I'm not there yet. Amen. So I want more of God. So if I'll just step ahead, God said, I'll meet you right there.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. So as I was praying, I just began to jot some stuff down. Unresolved issues. Emotional trauma. Wounds.
Yeah.
Failures. My pastor has coined a phrase. He'll say it from time to time. He says, eliminate as many regrets as possible. Make the right choices.
Amen.
And then you won't have the regrets.
Yeah.
You're fighting through regrets right now. Some of you are fighting fear. You don't sleep very well. You are troubled when you lay your head down. You have nightmares and bad dreams. Spirits attacking you.
Yeah.
You know how it is. It feels like you can't move. You can't breathe.
Yeah.
These things somehow will foster a spirit of fear. And baby, you know as well as I do, it's fight or it's flight. But all your life you've been fleeing. You've been running the wrong way. You've been looking at it. You've been exposed to it. And the devil says, don't face it. You're going to fall anyway. But I want to preach a spirit, amen, of fortitude into somebody tonight. That it's time to stop running. It's time to turn around and let God meet you right there. And you look that demon of addiction in the eyes. And you let him know, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You let that devil know, I serve a God that loves me. I serve a God that'll fight my battles. I serve a God that'll see me through.
Somebody go ahead and love him right now.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I'm not a psychologist, I'm a preacher of the gospel. But I'm going to tell you, this book and the God we serve has the answers to all of your problems. The world will tell you that it can't happen. Amen. I'm not going to tell you to go find a good therapist. I know one in Jesus. I'm not going to tell you go find a good emergency room. Amen. Go find a good mental institution. I'm going to point you to the church. Because if you will, he will. If you'll just take one step tonight. If I can just get you to step over the brink. If I can just get you to step over the threshold tonight. God said it'd help you. I'm wrestling right now. We're bucked up against some things that's pushing back. But let's push back a little harder right now. I'll rest good tonight. I can tell already. Amen. But as long as we can get you delivered, as long as we can get you full of the Holy Ghost, as long as we can get you healed, as long as God has his way, that's all that matters tonight.
Go ahead, love him. Go ahead, love him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Reach up and just get it.
Will
not be made whole.
Thank you, Lord.
I didn't ask you where you came from. Do you want to be made whole? I didn't ask you how long you've been addicted to meth. I just asked you if you want to be made whole. I didn't ask you how long you were divorced or how many relationships you've been in. I just asked you if you want to be made whole.
You are on the precipice.
You can't sit there and expect it to happen for you. You're going to have to fight for it tonight. You're going to have to rise up. You're going to have to stand up. You're going to have to change your posture. You're going to have to change your thinking. You're going to have to let go of opinions. You're going to have to let go of religion. You're going to have to let go of philosophy. You're going to have to let go of ceremonialism and step into the presence of God that's real and wants to help you tonight.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Here's what the Lord said in prayer. Some of them have repented.
Jesus.
But it's the residual effect that is chasing them down.
Jesus.
As soon as they get home, it pounces back on them.
Jesus.
It's a residual effect
Jesus.
Of the bad choices
Jesus.
And the wrong decisions.
Jesus.
And the devil says, that's not real. Will you, 38 years, 38 long years, are you ready for deliverance tonight? Sheba. I feel the Holy Ghost. I've preached myself into exhaustion tonight, but I'm going to tell you the God I serve never gets tired. The God I serve will never deplete his resources. But some of you need to make a real decision right now. You need to stop playing with denial. Yes, it is that bad, but tell God, yes, it is that bad. But if I will, you will, God. Here I am with all of my hang-ups, all of my failures, all of my troubles. Everything they said could not be taken from me, Lord. Here I am, God. Why don't somebody trust him and try him right now? Let's all stand. Can we stand together?
Jesus.
If we will. He will.
Amen.
If we will.
Jesus.
It's a conditional clause. The ball is in your corner right now.
Jesus.
And if you were desperate enough, and I believe you are, you wouldn't stay in your seat tonight.
Jesus.
Take the first step. He'll meet you at the second one. Well, I've been in the church for a good long time, had the Holy Ghost, but you may not be where God wants you to be.
Yes.
Somebody come tonight. Music, you can come. Let's pray right now. If we will, he will.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. No, I'm not talking about just existing in the church. I'm talking about thriving.
Amen.
Giving back.
Amen, Lord.
Being Hallelujah. An asset to this community of born-again believers.
All right.
Come on, someone.
Hallelujah.
Come on, someone. Tonight's your night. You want the Holy Ghost? Receive it. Wilt thou be made whole? Here's 12 nights. Here's another opportunity. Don't be like Jerusalem. Don't be a lament. Don't let it be a lament from the voice of God and said, oh, I reach for you. I reach for you. I reach for you. And you turn me away. You turn me away. I reach for you. I've been reaching for the last 10 years. I've reached for you. I died for you. Come on.